papers read on space and astronomy, with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Into the Storm. Diving into the winds of the ultra-hot Jupiter WASP 76b with Harps in Espresso. Authored 2021 by J. Seidel, D. Ehrenreich, A. Ollert, H. J. Hoeymakers, C. Lovies, V. Barrier, L. Pino, A. Wittenbach, V. Adibekin, Y. Alibert, F. Borsa, N. Cassisias Barris, S. Christiani, O. Demangin, P. D. Marcantonio, P. Figuera, J. I. Gonzalez Hernandez, J. Lillo Box, C. Martins, A. Menner, P. Malaro, N. Nunez, E. Pale, F. Pepe, N. C. Santos, S. Souza, A. Cizetti, H. Tabernero, M. Osorio. Into the Storm. Diving into the J.V. Seidel 1, D. Ehrenreich 1, R. Ollert 2, 1, H. J. Hoeymakers 3. Abstract. Context. Despite swift progress in the characterization of exoplanet spheric dynamics has not progressed at the same speed. While theoretical the atmosphere and, disconnected, the exosphere, little is known about AIMS. We aim to provide a clearer picture of atmospheric dynamics, the example of WASP-76b. Methods. We analyzed two datasets jointly, obtained with the HARPS a Terry sodium doublet. We then applied the Merck code, which retrieves shape of the sodium doublet. An updated version of Merck, with added latitude dependence of the wind patterns. Results. We retrieve the highest Bayesian evidence for an isothermal K, 22.7 plus 4.9 conclusions. A minus 4.1 uniform KMS minus 1, our day-to-night switching results for atmospheric side WASP 76 wind of 5.5 plus 1.4 minus 2.0 kilometers S minus 1 in the lower wind B are patterns at 10 minus 3 bars above compatible with previous other ultra-hot Jupiters. They highlight the need for vertical wind circulation model studies to explain the line broadening of the sodium ITY of exploiting the resolved spectral line shapes to observationally invaluable input to more sophisticated 3D atmospheric models into the winds of the ultra-hot Jupiter Hoeymakers 3, C. Lovies 1, V. Barrier 1, L. Pino 4, A. Wittenbach 5. Abstract. Exoplanet atmospheres in composition and structure. The study of atmo-theoretical models have been developed to describe the lower layers of about the intermediate layers up to the thermosphere. Dynamics for the class of ultra-hot Jupiters, highly irradiated gas giants, on HARPS and Espresso spectrographs, to interpret the resolved plan retrieves wind patterns, speeds, and temperature profiles on the line-added planetary rotation, also provides the possibility to model the isothermal atmosphere, interpreted as a mean temperature of 3,389 plus or minus 227 lower atmosphere with a vertical wind in the upper atmosphere of above the reference previous studies of the surface pressure, 10 bars. Lower atmospheric dynamics of WASP-76b and in the intermediate atmosphere above the layers probed by global sodium doublet in this planet. This work demonstrates the capable observationally constrained possible wind patterns in exoplanet atmospheres and the future. Article number, page 1 of 17A and A proofs. Manuscript. 1. Introduction. The study of hot Jupiters is revealing a more and more detailed picture of their atmospheric composition. Thanks to transmission spectroscopy, the existence of a wide range of atoms, ions and molecules in hot Jupiter atmospheres has been inferred, e.g. Evans et al. 2018. Cassisias Barris et al. 2019. Hoeymakers et al. 2019-2020. Tabernero et al. 2020, and established results were revised with higher resolution. Cassisias Barris et al. 2021. We can also detect the presence of clouds and hazes, e.g. Powell et al. 2019, Parmentier et al. 2020, Gao et al. 2020, Barstow 2020, Ollert et al. 2020, the thermal structure of the atmosphere, e.g. Line et al. 2016, Evans et al. 2018, Gibson et al. 2020, Yan et al. 2020, Baxter et al. 2020, even chemical abundances of the detected elements, e.g. Line et al. 2014, Brogie and Line 2019, Pino et al. 2020, and condensation of iron, Ehrenreich et al. 2020, Borsa et al. 2021. The first attempt to measure atmospheric winds directly, based on prior theoretical work, Knudsen et al. 2008, was performed with the CO band of HD209458b, and found a blue shift of 2 km s equals, compared to the systemic velocity, indicating a day-to-night side wind, Snellen et al. 2010. Similarly, studying the bands of CO and H2O in the exoplanet SS Pic B in Snellen et al. 2014. They found a rotational velocity of Vrot equals 25 to 3 km s7. The conceptual proof of this technique started further studies constraining the rotational speed in the lower atmosphere of hot Jupiters, most of them consistent with the tidally locked nature of these planets, Loudon and Wheatley 2015, Broggi et al. 2016. The sodium doublet is especially well suited to bridge the missing pressure regions between the lower atmosphere probed with molecular bands in the exosphere. It is a resonant doublet and probes the terminator up until the thermosphere in high resolution, Wittenbach et al. 2015. Based on this result, the HARTS, Hot Exoplanet Atmospheres Resolved with Transmission Spectroscopy, survey was created and has provided a number of interesting datasets for the study of atmospheric winds in high resolution, Wittenbach et al. 2017. Seidel et al. 2019. Hoheimakers et al. 2020. Seidel et al. 2020a, c. With the possibility of resolving the line shape of single spectral lines from high-resolution transmission spectra, vertical layers below the thermosphere have become accessible, via the sodium doublet and similar lines. For example, the Balmer lines have recently been used by Wittenbach et al. 2020, to study Parker winds and rotational broadening in the ultra-hot Jupiter KELT-9b, and by Colley et al. 2020, to study the rotational velocity of the ultra-hot Jupiter WASP-33b. While Wittenbach et al. 2020, find zonal wind speeds consistent with the planetary rotation for KELT-9b, Colley et al. 2020, find evidence of large zonal wind speeds across the terminator and tentative evidence of a day-to-night side wind. In Seidel et al. 2020b, a nested sampling algorithm is combined with a forward model of different wind patterns to retrieve the line shape of the sodium doublet for HD189733b, thus exploring the full parameter space created by the wind speed, direction, temperature and continuum level. The retrieval revealed a high-velocity outwards expanding wind in the intermediate layers of the atmosphere that drives the atmospheric mass loss in the exosphere. Probing the lower atmosphere by utilizing the iron signature in WASP-76b, Ehrenreich et al. 2020, measure a combination of planetary rotation and day-to-night side winds with espresso. Revisiting the data on WASP-76b taken with HARPS, Keselli and Snellen, 2021, were able to confirm the results with the same technique even on the less precise HARPS data, opening up an avenue to revisit HARPS data for a multi-ude article number, page 2 a 17 manuscript no. Into the storm of similar exoplanets, the sodium doublet of WASP-76b, first detected in Seidel et al. 2019, was observed with espresso recently, which provided an unparalleled precision of the line shape with a single transit, Tabernero et al. 2020. Based on this work, we study the atmospheric winds in WASP-76b via the with the Merck retrieval code, Seidel et al. 2020b. Sodium doublet, probing the atmosphere up to the thermosphere, 2. WASP-76b data sets. We used two different datasets for WASP-76b in this study, taken with the HARPS and espresso spectrographs. The HARPS WASP-76b sodium doublet data published in Seidel et al. 2019 is based on three transits taken as part of the HARTS survey, ESO program, 100, CO750, Pi, Ehrenreich. However, since then, the system parameters for WASP-76 were updated. We address the impact of these changes in the following section, 2.1. Revised system parameters and impact on HARPS dataset. Since the analysis of the sodium doublet from the HARPS data for WASP-76b, Seidel et al. 2019, a close companion to the host star was detected by Bone et al. 2020, with a separation of 0.436 equals 0.003 arcsec and K-band magnitude difference of 2.30 plus 0.05. In consequence, the planetary parameters were updated in Southworth et al. 2020, and Ehrenreich et al. 2020. This analysis uses the new parameters from Table 1 with the stellar companion, instead of the values used in Seidel et al. 2019, from the discovery paper West et al. 2016. The change in parameters can influence the relative velocities of the system, the star, and the planet and thus lead to a different line shape, and we subsequently decided to re-analyze the HARPS dataset. The two velocities used in building the transmission spectrum and which can influence the line shape are the semi-amplitude of the stellar radical velocities, RVs, K, and the systemic velocity, VSYs, which are both taken from Ehrenreich et al. 2020, see Table 1. The parameters were verified in Tabernero et al. 2020, where a 2D map of the sodium detection was created for the here-used dataset, clearly showing the planet trace in the stellar rest frame, Tabernero et al. 2020, figure 5. An analysis of the impact of the planetary orbital velocity on the here presented results is provided in Appendix B, which shows that the broadening of the lines cannot stem from imprecise values of the orbital perimae. We reduce the data in the same way as Seidel et al. 2019, but with the updated system parameters. We use the 2D Eccl spectral images produced by the HARPS data reduction pipeline, DRS versus 3.5, and discard 15 exposures in Night 3 affected by cirrus clouds just as in Seidel et al. 2019. We then applied MolecFit, Smet et al. 2015, Kausch et al. 2015, Allert et al. 2017, to correct for tellurics and shift all spectra to the stellar rest frame. We combine all out-of-transit spectra to the normalized master out and extract the planetary signal by dividing each in-transit spectra with the master out. Lastly, we create the transmission spectrum by shifting the in-transit spectra into the planetary rest frame and sum over them for a sufficient SN to detect the sodium feature. Figure 1 shows the comparison between the spectrum is presented in Seidel et al. 2019, and the new analysis with the updated parameters. The difference between the two datasets is mainly driven by the updated values for the radii. The new dataset is also shown in the upper panel of Figure 2. Wild Turs, J.V. Seidel et al. Into the Storm. Diving into the winds of the changes are less than 1% compared to the spectrum published in Seidel et al. 2019. Both lines of the sodium doublet are less deep and narrower than before, which justifies the new reduction of the data with regards to the aim of this work, to extract information from the sodium doublet's line shape. However, the impact of the updated system parameters does not change any of the conclusions drawn in Seidel et al. 2019. 2.2. Espresso dataset. The transmission spectrum of WASP-76b around the sodium doublet was created from observations with the Espresso spectrograph at ESO's VLT telescope in Paranal, Chile, Pepe et al. 2020. The observations were performed as part of ESO program 1102, CO744, Espresso GTO, Ehrenreich et al. 2020, Tabernero et al. 2020. Two transits of WASP-76b were recorded, on the 3rd of September 2018, Night 1, and the 31st of October 2018, Night 2. For an overview of observational conditions, see Tabernero et al. 2020. In Night 1, four spectra are removed due to high air mass. In Night 2, three spectra are discarded likewise. To have planetary spectra obtained with the same technique, thus minimizing the systematics that different methods of spectra extraction might introduce in our analysis, we re-reduced the Espresso data. The trace of the stellar sodium line center is masked to eliminate residuals in all spectra with a window of plus 4 km s. Each remaining spectrum is corrected for cosmics in the transmission spectrum built following Seidel et al. 2019, and Seidel et al. 2020a. We apply MolecFit, Smet et al. 2015, Kausch et al. 2015, Allert et al. 2017, to correct both nights for the influence of telluric lines and use the SKYSUBS2D output files of the DRS pipeline, which are corrected for the impact of sky emission and blaze corrected. We corrected the telluric lines down to the noise level for all air masses and verified that no residuals are visible in the combined master spec the ultra-hot Jupiter WASP-76b with HARPS and Espresso TRUM. As shown in Seidel et al. 2019, for the HARPS data and Tabernero et al. 2020, for the Espresso data, the Rossiter-McLaughlin effect and center-to-limb effects induce variations in the transmission spectra at the level of 0.04%, smaller than the combined error on our final dataset plus 0.1%. Two possible techniques to correct the IRM effect, a numerical approximation, Wittenbach et al. 2020, or modeling, e.g. Cassisias-Barris et al. 2019, were compared in Seidel et al. 2020b, for the hot Jupiter HD 189733b and showed differences of approximately 0.1%, highlighting that the selection of different correction techniques introduces different systematic errors on the line shape. As shown in Cassisias-Barris et al. 2021, the IRM correction also depends on the synthetic stellar spectra used and more work is needed to properly establish which model spectra should be used for IRM corrections. However, for the Espresso dataset, which is more sensitive to the IRM effect, we mask the trace of the stellar sodium line center, which coincides with area of maximum impact from the IRM effect. In conclusion, for the particular dataset presented here, a correction of the IRM effect would introduce a larger uncertainty on our dataset, and we opted to not correct for this effect in the following, but to minimize its impact through masking. Because of interference patterns created by Coud train optics in Espresso, the combined transmission spectrum shows sinusoidal noise, wiggles, instead of a straight baseline, Allert et al. 2020. Tabernero et al. 2020. A sinusoidal fit is performed on the final transmission spectrum for each knight to correct for this feature. We combined both knights in both orders containing the sodium doublet, 116 and 117, and show the resulting final transmission spectrum in the middle panel of figure 2. The independent re-analysis of the espresso transmission spectrum is compatible with the spectrum presented in Tabernero et al. 2020. 2.3. Combined dataset and compatibility. Both the combined HARPS dataset and the espresso datasets for both knights can be found in figure 2. Espresso has a higher throughput and is installed on a larger telescope than HARPS. Therefore, depending on the sky conditions, it is expected that 3 to 4 HARPS transits, as in our HARPS dataset, are equivalent to 1 espresso transit. While the line shapes are roughly reproduced in all three datasets, the datasets show a difference in line depths. As already analyzed in Seidel et al. 2019, for the HARPS dataset, the three combined HARPS nights were affected by thin cloud cover, and thus varying line depths, that had to be corrected. While the line depths within the HARPS dataset were subsequently compatible, the uncertainty of HARPS is comparatively large. The two nights of espresso data re-analyzed here were first studied in Tabernero et al. 2020, who found an average line depth of 0.417 plus 0.035% in night 1 and 0.270 plus 0.028% in night 2. See overview in table 2. In article number, page 3 of 17A and A proofs, manuscript consequence, the three datasets show no visible variation in line shape when rescaled beyond what is expected from uncertainties, but differ in line depth. Stellar activity was monitored for the HARPS dataset with simultaneous photometric observations, Seidel et al. 2019, and for the espresso dataset via the Connie H and K lines, again showing no stellar activity that could account for the differing line depths. Alternatively, the difference could stem from a change in mean atmospheric temperature between the nights and thus a change in transit depth. Therefore, the value retrieved for the mean temperature of the atmosphere should be seen as a mean value and upper boundary for the real temperature of the atmosphere, see section 4. Additionally, to reduce the impact of temporal temperature variations, the three datasets were combined to obtain a more precise dataset, given that the doublet lines are much broader than the line spread functions of the instruments in question, 12, 11, and 13 times wider from top to bottom in figure 2, we can re-bin the espresso data, R approximately 138,000, on the lower resolution HARPS wavelength grid, R 115,000, and combine the three datasets of similar resolution, combined HARPS data, espresso night 1, and night 2. We weight each dataset with the respective mean SN over the order of the sodium doublet, 48.58, 61.20 and 53.39 respectively, corresponding to a fraction of 29.77%, 37.51%, and 32.72% in the combined transmission spectrum. The resulting combined transmission spectrum of the sodium doublet, which is comprised of the three equivalent datasets and used in the rest of this work, is shown in the lower panel of figure 2. A possible caveat for the study of line shapes is Doppler's mirroring, introduced by the continuous change of the planet orbital velocity during one exposure, Ridden-Harper et al. 2016, Wittenbach et al. 2020, Colley et al. 2020, and the line spread function of the instrument. The exposure times for the HARPS datasets and Espresso Night 2 were on average 300s, for Espresso Night 1 the exposure time was 600s. The instrument and telescope overheads, and thus the time between exposures is 32s for HARPS and 68s for Espresso. We estimate the maximum Doppler smear of the planet orbital velocity from the exposure times at 2.4 km S1 for the HARPS and Night 2 Espresso dataset, and 4.7 km SL for the Night 1 article number, page 4 of 17 manuscript No. Into the Storm Espresso dataset. This means that the mean smear over the entire exposure is approximately one resolution element and has little impact on the data for this particular system. However, we address the additional uncertainty in the discussion. Merck accounts for the instrument resolution directly. 3. Updates to Merck. Merck, Seidel et al. 2020b, combines a nested sampling retrieval algorithm with a forward model to produce theoretical line profiles and then compare them with the provided dataset. The forward model includes Doppler broadening by a variety of global wind patterns, which are described below. The algorithm provides the Bayesian evidence, in Z, for each forward model and the median of the marginalized posterior distributions of the parameters, the best fit parameters, within the set parameter space. The difference in Bayesian evidence, in Boyle, then ranks the models between each other and shows the significance of the Table 3 or Trotta 2008 and Skilling 2006. Further details on selection of one model over another via the Jeffries scale, see Merck, can be found in Seidel et al. 2020b. 3.1. Wind patterns. Merck can model different wind patterns impacting the spectral line shape and offset. A day-to-night side wind, a super-rotational wind and a vertical wind, as well as a combination of the first two patterns in the lower atmosphere and a vertical wind in the upper atmosphere. To implement these wind patterns in the line of sight, loss, we calculate the wind broadening for one atmospheric slice in the loss. See Seidel et al. 2020b, for details or figure 3 for an illustration. The atmospheric slice is divided into cells and each atmospheric profile in the respective cells is Doppler shifted by the corresponding wind velocity component in the loss. Summing over the cells to create the slice then leads to an overall Doppler broadening. For a full 3D treatment of the atmospheric dynamics, this procedure would have to be repeated for each cell the light passes through, which requires computing times incompatible with a nested sampling retrieval approach. Therefore, Seidel et al. 2020b uses the symmetry of the proposed wind patterns and rotates the atmospheric slice by 21 or a fraction thereof to obtain the full atmosphere. While preferable for computational reasons, this approach restricts the wind patterns to constant wind speeds in latitude throughout the planet atmosphere. Additionally, co-rotation of the atmosphere with the planet's rotation cannot be accounted for, due to its latitude dependence. Especially for a super-rotational, SROT, or day-to-night side, DTN, wind, work with global circulation models, GCMs, has shown that they have a more jet-like structure for hot Jupiters, with stronger winds at the equator than at the poles, e.g. Shoman et al., 2009. Subsequently, we update Merck and introduce the possibility for a solid body-like latitude dependency of the super-rotational or day-to-night side wind speeds, as was implemented for Parker winds and rotation in Wittenbach et al., 2020. The vertical wind only expands the atmosphere, irrespective of the latitude. This approach produces the strongest wind at the equator and imposes a reduction of zonal winds to zero at the poles. The new calculation of the wind speed in the loss, compared to EQ. 7 from Seidel et al. 2020b, is then where zero is the angle between the equator and the radial vector to the current cell, an approximation of its latitude, RP the article number, page 5 of 17a and A proofs, manuscript planet's white light radius, b the impact factor, the current position above the surface in z, see figure 2 in Seidel et al. 2020b, for a visualization, and x the current position of the cell along the loss, expressing the position of the cell in Cartesian coordinates. In this treatment of atmospheric slices, the zonal winds are not parallel to the equator, but point towards the antistellar point, see figure 3. This geometry has no impact on the loss component of the velocity, which drives the line broadening and is only an artifact of the chosen geometry. The planetary rotation, assuming the planet is tidally locked, adds a velocity of to each cell with p as the rotation period. The planetary rotation is added to all models with or without winds. The two velocity grids, from the planetary rotation and the wind are co-added to obtain the loss velocity. Given that the stored atmospheric slice has to be broadened by the loss wind speed in each cell, this computation cannot be made for each possible angle E. We introduce a sector variable S, that slices each quarter of each hemisphere, see figure 3 or Wittenbach et al. 2020, into subsectors. The velocities are, therefore, only calculated once for each sector and then rotated by. O is defined as the angle in the center of the sector. We tested different numbers of sectors, between 3 and 48 in steps of 3, and found article number, page 6 of 17 manuscript No. into the storm changes of less than 1% in the final model spectrum for S greater than 9. In consequence, all models in this work are calculated with 9 sectors. The approach of introducing latitude-dependent sectors introduces a new dimension to Merck and thus a quasi-3D calculation of the atmosphere at the terminator probed by transmission spectroscopy. However, some assumptions are still made for the sake of reducing the computational cost. We assume that the planet is tidally locked and that the planetary obliquity is perpendicular to the orbital plane. Both these assumptions are reasonable for exoplanets as close to their host star as WASP-76b, West et al., 2016. Additionally, as already mentioned in Seidel et al., 2020b, the zonal wind patterns, now including the planetary rotation, are not axisymmetric with the rotational axis of the planet, but spherically symmetric. Since we integrate over the entire terminator and are only interested in the loss components, this has no significant impact on the resulting line profile. On a similar note, for proper time-resolved treatment of the day-to-night side wind, we would have to take into account the orbital inclination and angle of the current position, S in figure 3 of Ehrenreich et al. 2020, given that the real symmetry axis is the connector between star and planet in a tidally locked system and not the loss. The cos I of the orbital inclination is close to 1 and subsequently ignored in the orbital angle can be disregarded as well, given that we integrate over the entire transit, averaging at transit center where the real symmetry axis and the loss are parallel. J.V. Seidel et al. Into the storm. Diving into the winds of the we apply both the latitude-dependent wind patterns as well as the unmodulated, constant wind patterns to see if winds in WASP-76b show a tendency to be restricted into zonal jets or if uniform wind flow along the terminator is preferred. We take the planetary rotation into account for all retrievals in this work. 3.2. Degeneracies in the continuum. We have not modified the approach in Seidel et al. 2020b, regarding the fit to the spectral continuum, where we follow the simple description of the degeneracy between the sodium abundance and the pressure scaling is presented in Le Cavalier de Etangs et al. 2008 and Hang et al. 2015, and retrieve a degeneracy parameter nax in the temperature T to set the continuum level of the flux. While this is an important subject to address for exoplanets with richer chemistry and an interest in the correct retrieval of varying abundances, we fix the abundance to a constant value, which is a common approach in modeling hot Jupiter atmospheres, Le Cavalier de Etangs et al. 2008, Agendez et al. 2014, Steinruck et al. 2019. Nonetheless, the impact of varying sodium abundance on the results is discussed qualitatively in Section 4. With respect to the temperature, we explore a deviation from an isothermal treatment of the atmosphere by introducing a temperature gradient to verify if the common assumption of an isothermal atmosphere can also be applied here. Lastly, in Seidel et al. 2020b, Merck retrieved the best fit parameters in two stages. First on the continuum, far from the line doublet, to get the appropriate range of possible parameters for nax and T, and then on the line to further constrain the continuum parameters in the wind speeds and directions. The update to the code presented here includes additional parallelization and now allows to select a slightly wider wavelength range of 3 times the FWHM, thus combining the line core with enough of the continuum to eliminate the need for a two-tier retrieval as used in Seidel et al. 2020b. Further details on degeneracies, line broadening types, and the continuum parameter can be found in the first paper on Merck Seidel et al. 2020b, and in the works the forward model is based on, Ehrenreich et al. 2006, Pino et al. 2018, Amore, 4. Retrieval results. We applied Merck with its updates presented in Section 3 to the combined HARPS and ESPRESSO dataset presented in Section 2. We examined multiple forward models, all with added planetary rotation. An isothermal temperature profile, ISO, a temperature gradient, T grad, both with no added winds, and an isothermal temperature profile combined with the following wind pat. Turns. Uniform day to night side wind, DTN, cos independent day to night side wind, DTN COSE, uniform super rotational wind, SROT, cos independent super rotational wind, SROCOS E, vertical wind, VIR. Two-layer approach with either a super-rotational or day-to-night side wind in the lower atmosphere combined with a vertical wind in the upper atmosphere. The switch between atmospheric layers is tested at different pressures. DTNCOSE, VIR, DTN, VIR, SROT, VIR. One of the most prominent features of Bayesian retrieval is the application of priors. Priors set the boundary conditions for the parameter space and allow to add knowledge of the physical the ultra-hot Jupiter WASP-76b with HARPS and ESPRESSO properties to the numerical analysis of the fits. The priors used in this work are listed in Table 4. The priors for the mean isothermal temperature TSO and the degenerate continuum parameter NAX were set to exclude non-physical results in terms of temperature, pressure, and sodium abundance. The velocity parameters were set more freely, from the lowest value close to zero to velocity ranges far beyond the escape velocity. The velocity priors are set each in both directions and have no sign. The impact of the priors will be discussed in Section 4. The plotting range of the posteriors in Appendix A is selected for visibility and does not reflect the entire prior range. The isothermal model with no added winds, but taking into account planetary rotation, is the simplest model and serves as our base to calculate the significance of the Bayesian evidence for all other models within ZII 2111. 55 plus 0.29. The Bayesian evidence of each model, as well as the significance of the model according to the Jeffries scale in Table 3 are shown in Table 5 with a visual representation of the strength of evidence in Figure 4. The posteriors from the nested sampling retrieval as corner plots are in Appendix A, with the mean values on the top of each column and the parameters retrieved with the highest Bayesian evidence marked in blue. 4.1. Temperature profiles. Comparing the Bayesian evidence of the temperature gradient model to the isothermal model shows that there is not sufficient evidence for one model over the other. The temperature gradient was approximated via a base and a top temperature, where the base is the continuum level of the data and the top the highest probed layer of the atmosphere. In fact, the temperature gradient model converges towards the isothermal solution and is then punished for the additional parameter with lower Bayesian evidence, see figure 8.2. We have, therefore, used an isothermal temperature profile throughout all other retrieved models, which equals article number, page 7 of 17 should only be interpreted as an upper limit mean temperature in light of the variation of the datasets in line depths and the intrinsic nature of transit observations as a mean over the terminator. The application of a homogeneous mean temperature profile does, however, not rule out the existence of a temperature gradient, which might be temporally variable and averaged over in the combined dataset. The combined dataset is needed to properly constrain winds in the atmosphere, the main goal of this work, and a more in-depth treatment of temporal temperature variations in the atmosphere of WASP-76b is deferred to future work. The range of retrieved temperatures for all models is higher than the equilibrium temperature of WASP-76b. The approximate temperature of 3300-3400K for the hottest part in the higher layers of the atmosphere retrieved for the here presented models is even higher than expected from Ehrenreich et al. 2020. The temperature retrieval is driven by the line depth and thus influenced by the level of the continuum and the accuracy of the line depth and system parameters. In Merck, we take into account Rayleigh scattering but do not account for the effects of opacity, Gandhi et al. 2020, on the continuum level for computational reasons. Therefore, the temperature should be interpreted as an upper boundary only. However, even as an upper limit, the temperature remains curiously high and the impact and likely cause are discussed in section 5. 4.2. Latitude-dependent wind patterns of all models presented in this section. Only those with a day-to-night side wind or a super-rotational wind could show a lat article number, page 8 of 17 manuscript no. Into the storm attitude dependence. In most studies using GCMs these wind patterns are restricted to bands along the equator, called jets, and weakened towards the poles, Schoeman et al. 2009, 2018, Parmentier et al. 2018. We approximate this behavior by introducing a solid body rotation dependence, cos 6, to the wind pattern as described in section 3.1. The wind speeds retrieved for all models in this section, 2 to 4 km SL, are compatible with GCM studies, e.g. Schoeman et al. 2018, Parmentier et al. 2018. Comparing the Bayesian evidence between the uniform wind patterns and their cos 0 counterparts shows no evidence for a better fit with a jet-like structure for super-rotational wind, in Boyle 0.13, weak evidence for a better fit with a uniform wind pattern for the day-to-night side wind over a jet-like structure, in Boyle equals 1.77, and weak evidence for a better fit when the uniform wind pattern is applied to the lower atmosphere, in Boyle 1.36, in the combined wind patterns, lower day-to-night side wind and upper vertical wind. Although the evidence for a preference of the uniform wind patterns with no latitude dependence is only weak, see Table 3, it shows that for WASP-76b the winds are likely not primarily restricted in jets and flow more evenly across the terminator. However, this does not rule out any jet-like structure in the lower atmosphere of WASP-76b, especially a multi-jet scenario as seen for Jupiter, Liu and Schneider 2010, that would look identical to a wide jet when integrated over the atmosphere. 4.3. Uniform wind patterns. All tested uniform wind patterns show moderate to strong evidence for a better fit when compared to the base model with no winds, see Table 5. A vertical wind throughout the atmosphere at 30.813.1 km is not only preferred over the base model, in Boyle equals 12.52, strong evidence, but also over the next best wind pattern, in Boyle equals 8.07, strong evidence. This indicates that a strong vertical wind is needed to create the broadened line shape which cannot be created solely from a moderate day-to-night side or super-rotational wind at the retrieved velocities of 2-4 km S1. Comparing the day-to-night side wind with the super-rotational wind, it appears at first glance that the super-rotational wind is preferred, JLN Boyle 1.77, weak evidence. This serves as an excellent reminder as to not being aware of model limitations and blind application of nested sampling. The super-rotational broadening splits the sodium doublet into two subpeaks, one red-shifted at the morning terminator, one blue-shifted at the evening terminator, which creates a strong broadening in the wings. Consequently, every part of the atmosphere receives some shift in the line depth is severely decreased by ... a strong super-rotational wind. While this would be an excellent fit for a very broad but shallow sodium doublet, it does not work similarly for the deep sodium lines in this dataset. To subsequently offset the lack of unshifted parts of the atmosphere which would sit at the center, the retrieval increases the temperature, which is the main driver of the line depth. This leads to retrieved temperatures well beyond 4000 kelvins, which are not physically sensible for an ultra-hot Jupiter with the system parameters of WASP-76b, see Table 1 and posterior distributions in Appendix A, and are ruled out via the prior. Additional evidence for this line of thought comes from the combined two-layer models, where part of the atmosphere has the sodium lines unshifted, but broadened, by vertical wind, and part of the atmosphere is dominated by either a day-to-night side or a super-rotational wind. In this scenario, the day-to-night side wind is preferred over the super-rotational wind, as predicted, in Boyle 2.31, moderate evidence within the uncertainty. With Espresso, the resolution would be sufficient to show this split into two peaks of the sodium line, provided that the SNR is sufficient and that super-rotation is the dominant wind pattern in the atmosphere and not super-imposted with other wind patterns that leave parts of the atmosphere at net zero wind speed, e.g. a combination with day-to-night side winds. 4.3.1. Two-layer patterns to approximate a more realistic structure of exoplanet atmospheres, we divide the atmosphere into a lower and higher atmosphere and allow for different wind patterns in the two layers. In the lower layer, we apply a day-to-night side or a super-rotational wind and a vertical wind in the higher layer. The first question is where to set the boundary between the two layers. As shown in Seidel et al., 2020b, the additional parameter for the switch of layers introduces too many variables not allowing for proper convergence of the retrieval. Luckily, given the log scale of the pressure, which serves as a proxy for relative height above the surface, only a few values for the layer switch are sensible and a restriction beyond an order of magnitude estimation isn't necessary, especially since there will most likely be a transition zone between the wind patterns. Assuming a surface pressure at the continuum of 10 bars as is customary in the literature, e.g. Le Cavalier de Etangs et al., 2008b, Agendez et al., 2014, Line et al., 2014, Pino et al., 2018, we explore layer switches at 10 to 3 bars, 10 to 4 bars and 10 to 5 bars. 10 to 3 bars compared to the continuum pressure, as the lowest value, corresponds to the location of the jets found for hot Jupiters via GCM modeling, Shulman et al. 2009, therefore, we know a priori that zonal winds dominate the atmosphere below this threshold. As is evident from the posterior plots for a layer switch at 10 to 5 bars, see figure A.7 and A.10, this switch is set too high and cannot properly constrain the upper layer. The preferred switch of layers, if any, should therefore lie between these two values. The presence of a switch between dynamical regimes at 10 to 3 bars, as predicted by GCM results, is preferred with at least, in Boyle equals 4.56, strong evidence within the uncertainty of the results, independently of the assumed dynamics in the lower layer, DTN, SROT, or VIR. We thus fix the pressure switch at 10 to 3 bars for the two-layer pattern models. Of these models, a uniform day-to-night side wind has the highest evidence in the lower atmosphere, with moderate evidence over the super-rotational wind and weak evidence over a cos and latitude dependence of the wind, which are the next best two models. Therefore, the model with vertical wind in the upper and day-to-night side wind in the lower atmosphere is preferred over any other model. The preference for a uniform wind in the lower atmosphere over the cos and latitude dependence implies that if the winds in the lower atmosphere in WASP-76b are restricted to a jet-like band at the equator, it has to be relatively broad, spanning at least farther in latitude than a scaling via solid body rotation suggests, greater than 30 degrees. The higher evidence for a day-to-night side wind over a super-rotational wind stems from a visible offset of the sodium doublet to the blue, as highlighted in Tabernero et al. 2020, where a median offset of -5.42.6 for all detected lines was found. The posterior distribution of the best fit model is shown in Figure 6 and the resulting retrieved transmission spectrum overplotted on the data in Figure 5. The day-to-night side wind has a speed of 5.5 plus 24 km/st, while the vertical wind shows speeds of 22.7 plus 4.4 km/s. Since we have taken into account planetary rotation under the assumption of tidal locking, these wind speeds are not upper limits, but constrain the possible wind speeds in the atmosphere of WASP-76b to within 30% for the lower layer and 20% for the upper layer, see uncertainty of the retrieval. However, as discussed in section 2.3, due to the necessary exposure time, the lines will be smeared by one resolution element in each direction, which increases the error on the wind speed for the radial outwards wind by roughly 10%, dominated by the width, and roughly 10% as well for the day-to-night side wind, lower absolute wind speed, but dominated by the line position. This has no influence on the overall conclusions on the wind patterns present in the studied system. 5. Discussion. Recently, Ehrenreich et al. 2020, studied WASP-76b using Espresso via the atomic iron signature and found significant asymmetry between the first and second half of the transit, Ledtection shows no shift during ingress and then moves to a coning to a one-sided shift of the signature. At first, the iron-destined blue shift of 11.0 plus 0.7 km. Taking into account planetary rotation, they conclude that the lower atmosphere of WASP-76b shows a day-to-night side wind of 5.3 km. The result, a best fit to the sodium doublet with a day-to-night side wind of mosphere where iron is present, at pressures higher than the MI 5.5 plus 24 km s, is compatible with their findings in the lower acrobar level. This result is driven by the detected offset of the lines to the blue by approximately 5 km/1 in Tabernero et al. 2020, which is confirmed in this work and can either be induced by a day-to-night side wind over the entire planet or by a super-rotational wind with condensation of sodium on the night side. Given the condensation temperature of sodium, 50% condensated with TZ1000K, Lauder's 2003, is much too low for the night side temperature of an ultra-hot Jupiter, Parmentier et al. 2018, we rule out an asymmetrical super-rotational wind. A similar offset observation was made for WASP-121b, another ultra-hot Jupiter, Borsa et al. 2020. In the here-presented analysis, we neglected the impact of the Irm effect, which was taken into account in Ehrenreich et al. 2020. The verification of the wind pattern from Ehrenreich et al. 2020. Thus additionally confirms the negligible impact of the Irm effect for this particular system. None of the studies analyzing wind patterns in the lower atmosphere are, however, capable to probe what happens in the intermediate atmosphere, between the mass loss in the exosphere and the various zonal wind patterns in the lower atmosphere. We show via atmospheric retrieval that these layers are connected via a strong vertical wind of 22.714.9 km for WASP-76b. In Seidel et al. 2020b, a SIN-ALAR phenomenon was observed article number, page 9 of 17a and a proofs, manuscript no. Into the storm the retrieval cannot account for. While the line shape is sensitive to the temperature via thermal broadening, it cannot produce the line shape seen for the sodium doublet in hot Jupiters, Wittenbach et al. 2015, Huang et al. 2017, Seidel et al. 2020b. Another caveat is the assumption of local thermodynamic equilibrium, LTE, which excludes any non-LTE effects that might influence the line shape. Recently, in Fisher and Heng, 2019, this assumption was quantified, highlighting that as of now, LTE and non-LTE atmospheres cannot be distinguished, which strengthens the case for strong vertical winds. Zhang, 2020, recently reviewed current knowledge regarding temperature profiles for ultra-hot Jupiters, defined as having equilibrium temperatures higher than 2200 kelvins. Temperature inversions were confirmed via emission observations for KELT-9b, Pino et al. 2020, WASP-121b, Evans et al. 2017, Barrier et al. 2020, a planet similar to WASP-76b, for WASP-18b, Shepard et al. 2017, for WASP-189b, Yan et al. 2020, and WASP-33b, Haynes et al. 2015, Nugroho et al. 2017. Nonetheless, temperature inversions are not established as an unequivocal feature of ultra-hot Jupiters, given that some, for example, WASP-12b and WASP-103b, have spectra consistent with blackbody radiation, suggesting isothermal atmospheres, Arcangeli et al. 2018, Parmentier et al. 2018, Kreiberg et al. 2018. As a caveat, these observations stem from WFC3 in the blackbody spectra in the covered band could also be explained with a temperature inversion, which might attribute these outliers to observational limitations. Teo and Vo have been suggested as two possible drivers of thermal inversion by heating the upper atmosphere, Hubany et al. 2003, Fortney et al. 2008. Although discussions on the mechanisms of thermal inversions are still ongoing, Moliere et al. 2015, Lothringer and Barman 2019, Gandhi and Madhusudan 2019, and atomic metals were suggested as an alternative inversion agent, e.g. ZRO, Lothringer and Barman 2019, Tabernero et al. 2020. This additional caveat is especially important given that some of the mentioned works on temperature inversions are disputed, for example in WASP-33b, where the features seen in Nugroho et al. 2017 could not be confirmed by Hermann et al. 2020, but were again seen tentatively in Sarandag et al. 2021. Nugroho et al. 2020 even found iron lines in emission, strengthening the case for additional causes of inversion layers apart from Teo and Vo. Assuming Teo and Vo as the main drivers of inversion layers, in Tabernero et al. 2020, the presence of Teo and Vo was ruled out down to a level of less than 10 ppm and, in line with the reasoning from Nugroho et al. 2017. They suggest that Tio and Vo might be hidden under stronger features or very weak, with another possibility being that both are transported from the dayside to the nightside by a day-to-night side wind where they condense out of the atmosphere. While the retrieval presented here cannot, and does not aim to, shed light on the detailed temperature structure of WASP-76b, an isothermal temperature profile is not at odds with current knowledge on ultra-hot Jupiters in the suggestion of day-to-night side winds from Tabernero et al. 2020, to explain their findings on Tio and Vo is consistent with our results on winds. As already mentioned in Section 4, the temperature retrieved here is surprisingly high when compared to the equilibrium temperature and would lead to the ionization of sodium, which we estimated with Fast Chem, Stock et al. 2018. At the equilibrium temperature of the planet, sodium remains in its neutral state at fairly constant abundance up to 10 to 5 bars, whereas at temperatures of 3,300 kelvins and beyond, sodium ionizes far lower in the atmosphere, in disagreement with the detected and confirmed sodium feature. This apparent inconsistency, where the retrieved temperature implicates an improbably high initial sodium abundance to compensate for ionization, merits a closer look. Instead of concluding that an unphysical initial sodium abundance has to be present in ultra-hot Jupiters, it is more likely that vertical winds, such as found here, that interact with the sodium in the atmosphere inevitably alter the density profile of sodium, away from a hydrostatic description of the atmosphere. In practice, the modified density profile will inflate the line depth, which has to then be compensated for with a higher homogeneous sodium abundance in the hydrostatic model. In conclusion, while a change in density profile has no significant impact on the line shape and, therefore, the here presented results, winds will modify density profiles and studies hoping to fit sodium abundances, in low or high resolution, has to account for the density profile of sodium generated by mid-latitude winds such as detected in this work. 6. Conclusions. We have studied winds in the atmosphere of the ultra-hot Jupiter WASP-76b via its resolved sodium doublet. The transmission spectrum in the wavelength range of the sodium doublet is composed of two nights of espresso data, Ehrenreich et al. 2020, Tabernero et al. 2020, and the reprocessed HARPS dataset published in Seidel et al. 2019, which were combined via SN weighing. We introduce an update to the Merck code from Seidel et al. 2020b, which now takes planetary rotation into account and allows latitude-dependent zonal wind patterns. We found no evidence that a temperature gradient is preferred over an isothermal atmosphere. We combined the isothermal temperature profile with a uniform day-to-night side wind, a latitude-dependent day-to-night side wind, a uniform super-rotational wind, a latitude-dependent super-rotational wind, a vertical wind and a two-layer combination of either day-to-night side or super-rotational winds in the lower and the vertical wind in the upper atmosphere. The best fit model is a uniform day-to-night side wind in the lower atmosphere of 5.5 plus 2.4 kilometers s equals 1 with a vertical, most likely mainly expanding wind in the upper atmosphere of 22.6 plus 4 km s1. Assuming a surface pressure of Po equals 10 bars, the switch between the two layers is set at P equals 10 to 3 bars. For all models, we retrieve an isothermal temperature between 3300-3400 K and discuss that this overestimate is most likely a direct result of the impact of winds on the density profile of sodium in WASP-76b, an important caveat for future studies regarding the fit of abundances from spectral lines. Our findings are compatible with the current literature on the wind dynamics of lower atmospheres and temperature profiles of hot and ultra-hot Jupiters, especially with previous work on WASP-76b. Ehrenreich et al. 2020. Using the time-resolved iron detection with espresso, found a day-to-night side wind of 5.3 km, a result corroborated by our findings in this study. Additionally, we demonstrate a need for vertical winds in the intermediate atmosphere of these highly irradiated gas giants via their broadened features. Our work proves the effectiveness of direct retrieval on resolved spectral lines to constrain possible wind patterns as input for more in-depth theoretical studies in the crucial role of high-resolution spectrographs for atmospheric characterization. Our findings show a clear need for more detailed climate simulations taking into account the higher layers of the atmosphere to draw a clear picture of the atmospheres of ultra-hot exoplanets. Minus 1 article number, page 11 of 17A and A proofs, manuscript article number, page 12 of 17 manuscript no. Into the Storm article number, page 13 of 17A and A proofs, manuscript article number, page 14 of 17 manuscript no. Into the Storm article number, page 15 of 17A and A proofs, manuscript article number, page 16 of 17 manuscript no. Into the Storm Appendix B. Discussion on the planetary orbital. Additionally, their calculation, they do not take the in article number, page 17 of 17. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.space.